Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan. Time for our weekly conversation with one of our favorite guests. She is Mary Kay Cabot from Cleveland.com and The Plain Dealer. Make sure you read her every day. She also covers the Browns like nobody on the beat. She is Mary Kay Cabot. She's on The Fan Hotline. Hello, Mary Kay. How are you?
I'm doing great, guys. How you doing?
We are good. Plenty to talk about this week. Can we start with why you would take your starting quarterback off the field for a two-point conversion when you have a chance to tie the game at the end of the game? Because it's still bothering me. Can you help me with that, please?
Well, I think it probably had something to do with the fact that when they tried it on the previous two-point conversion, the snap was fumbled, and they went with something that had been working for them over the previous few weeks. We've seen Quinshon Judkins score a lot of touchdowns using the direct snap, the Wildcat formation. So I think they felt that when the first thing didn't work, they were going to go to something that was tried and true and try to run a play that probably had worked, that we know had worked in practice. So when those things work out, they look like brilliant moves. And when they don't, they are the dumbest thing that anybody could ever possibly try.
No, that's fair. I respect the second part.
That was well said, Mary Kay.
Let me ask you this, Mary Kay. You've been around this game for a long time, and I think you have done a wonderful job of explaining their position. What did you think of the play?
Once again, I don't know what the heck happened on the play. Okay. I don't know what Quinshon did or he was supposed to do. It was very confusing. I mean, it looked like perhaps he was supposed to pitch it to Gage Larvidan, but Gage Larvidan acted to us like he didn't know that that was supposed to happen, or maybe he was just covering up for Quinshon. So we really don't know what was supposed to go down. But I just will say that if Quinshon did what he was supposed to do, or they executed that properly and it worked, then I can promise you we would not be ripping the heck out of this decision.
Mary Kay, it's the topic that won't go away, so I'll ask you what Andy and I were talking about. Has Shador shown enough, and can he show enough in the final four games to make this organization think we don't have to take a quarterback unless we love one because we have Shador and Deshaun's under contract and Dylan or Bailey Zappe or somebody else in that quarterback group for next year? And you can give Shador another year to figure it out and see if that's your guy?
He absolutely 100% can show the Browns over the next four games that they can jump out of the Fernando Mendoza, Ty Simpson, Dante Moore sweepstakes. I've been writing that actually probably for a couple of weeks now, but certainly before leading into this game and after this game, that this is his chance. This is his opportunity to prove to them that they don't need to draft one of those guys in the first round, that they can spend those two first round picks bolstering the supporting cast, perhaps getting a receiver, maybe a tackle. So absolutely, that is the perfect situation. The ideal scenario for them is for him to show that and to prove that, because in addition to everything else, that would give them a bargain basement quarterback after they basically kind of wasted $230 million in the whole Deshaun Watson debacle. So that is something that the organization is hoping, against hope, can absolutely happen for them. But I still think that it will be very, very difficult to get a definitive answer in seven starts. Because if you look around the league, even over the last few years, sometimes when you think you have your guy in the first seven starts, it doesn't always work out that way. Or you have your guy for a year or two, and then he suffers an enormous setback, and then you're not really sure again. So I still think that what I would do if I were running the show, I would still be drafting a quarterback high. Unless he absolutely shows you definitively that he is 100% your guy, then I would still be really in the hunt for one of those top quarterbacks in the first round of the draft. And if you end up with more quarterbacks than you need, then that's a great problem to have.
It is. What if they like somebody in the draft and aren't crazy about them? Would you pass on that guy, or would you just take the best on your board regardless of your level of interest in him? You know what I mean by that?
Well, I think you have to be pretty crazy about him. I think you have to be pretty certain. If you're going to spend that first round pick, I think you have to be pretty certain and pretty enamored with that guy, because the whole organization has to get behind your rookie quarterback. It has to be an all-in effort, and it takes a lot. It takes an enormous supporting cast. It takes complete buy-in from everyone in the organization. And I'm sensing that the Browns and the players and the coaches are starting to really look at Shedeur Sanders and think, geez, maybe we really are onto something here. Maybe we have something special. The thing about Shedeur Sanders, when you watch him play the game of football, he is a gamer. And it reminds me a lot of when Baker Mayfield was here in the good days, when he was busting open beer coolers and lighting up fans and exciting everyone when things were going good, before things kind of went south a little bit. You know, it reminds me of that. He's got the same kind of grit, the same kind of toughness, the same kind of moxie, the same kind of confidence and star power. And if they can harness this and turn this into something, then it could be dynamite for this organization.
All right. If they believe in him, what if the they isn't the they at the end of the season? What if we're looking at a new general manager, a new head coach? What's your feeling on changes when this thing's over? I don't know how many NFL teams survive 3-4 win seasons year after year. I just coaches don't survive. General managers don't survive that. What's your, level of confidence that Andrew's back next year and or Kevin?
Well, first of all, I do not see many organizations that are willing to start as many rookies as the Cleveland Browns have started this year. And when you do that, you know that you're going to have tough times. You're going to look out there and you're going to see rookie mistakes like we have seen over the past few weeks. When you look at a lot of these mistakes, they are happening on the part of the rookies, but that is the bed that they have made for themselves to play all of these young guys and to suffer these growing pains. So I don't know if they're going to make Kevin take the fall for fielding so many rookies this season, or if they're going to let him come back and grow with this football team, this young football team, as it grows up. And that's what it needs to do. In 2026, all of these guys are going to be a year older, a year wiser, and they're not going to be making as many mistakes as they're making right now. They will also have a beefed up offense. They'll have an overhauled offensive line. They'll have another receiver or two, and things will look better. Of course, they have to have the quarterback. None of it matters unless you have a winning quarterback, and that's what Shedeur Sanders has to establish in these last four games. Not going to be easy. He's got a really tough schedule coming up. His next three football games are against tough defenses and tough winning football games, teams that have a combined something like 26 victories. Mm. 9 victories for the first two, 7 victories for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Tough, tough football teams. And some good quarterbacks that he's going to be going against, of course. He's got to go head-to-head with Caleb Williams. He's got to go head-to-head with Josh Allen, Aaron Rodgers, and Joe Burrow. I mean, that's not going to be easy over these last four games. So it'll be very interesting to see what he can do. And of course, he's doing it with, let me say, kind of one hand tied behind his back because he is still new with all of these guys that he's working with. So tall order for him, but, you know, that's what life in the NFL is all about for a quarterback. You've got to be able to handle extreme adversity, and now is his chance to try to do that.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Mary Kay Cabot joining us from the Plain Dealer, Cleveland.com. Mary Kay, was the Browns' defensive effort against the Titans an aberration, or were they exposed?
Well, first of all, it had me thinking that Malik Collins had way more of an impact on this defense than we even realized.
Especially the run defense?
Yeah, we knew he was playing at a Pro Bowl level. We knew that. All you had to do was look out there and see that he was doing that. But to take him out of the middle of that defense, I think that everybody found out very, very quickly the impact that he made this season. And I think it was tremendous. So they're going to have to step up and get that figured out, because teams will try to exploit that over these next four games. And then also, you've got to have all the buy-in. You've got to have guys out there on that field that are willing to sacrifice their bodies and do whatever it takes to continue to play as hard as they possibly can, even though they are eliminated from playoff contention. And it can get hard. It everybody's human. It can get hard to do that. But I think that this football team has the right character and the right makeup and the right leaders to continue to go out there and fight their tails off.
Mary Kay, it's hard not to watch this team and wonder what if special teams just did their job, didn't do anything other than just do their job, and how many wins this team might have at this point in the season. What is wrong with the special teams, and how can it get better?
Well, some of it is youth. Some of it is, you know, some of these mistakes, once again, have been made by some of the younger guys, a muffed punt by Gage Larvidan and things like that. But the special team should be playing better than it has this season. And it's very difficult to explain, and it just doesn't get any better week after week after week. And I just think that that's been one of the most challenging things about this whole entire season, is that the special teams really did cost them a number of games. I mean, we can point to two games in particular that were lost absolutely because of special teams. And sometimes those two victories mean the difference between remaining in contention right now and being completely eliminated from the playoffs. So that's been tough, and I'm sure that it will receive a ton of scrutiny in the offseason.
Hmm. Big picture, if you had to give your best educated guess, are there management changes on this team in the offseason? Management meaning front office and coaching?
Well, I'm sure that they will restructure, reorganize some things, look at some things in the wake of Paul DePodesta leaving. They've got some opportunities to do some different things here. But when I look at this rookie class, I think this was absolutely 100%, and I think we can all agree on this, the best draft that Andrew Berry has ever had.
Agreed.
And Jimmy Haslam said at the owners' meetings, he charged Andrew with hitting it out of the park with this draft, and he did that. And it's not even over yet, because he made that trade and picked up the extra first-round pick next year. And you should be able to get a really, really good player with that pick as well. So I don't look at this and see a reason to make a change in that regard. The one thing that I do think that they did maybe not handle as well this year as they could have or should have is the whole quarterback situation. Because if your quarterback picture had gone a little bit better this year, right now at this moment, they could be challenging for the AFC North crown. So from that standpoint, they did some things wrong that they probably should wish that they had back. But for the most part, this is the foundation, and I've said it many times, this is the foundation this year of Super Bowl window two. And next year, they will put the second layer on there, and really next year is the finishing touches of Super Bowl window two for the most part, as long as they get the quarterback. So I don't see, this doesn't say to me GM change at all. This says, we see where you're going with this, and when these rookies grow up, this team can be dynamite.
Just doubling down, if you're Andrew Berry, you're happy that you are, that you bought the house and you're not renting, right? You bought it.
Yes.
Okay.
That's my feeling on it. Again, I do not know what Jimmy Haslam is thinking right now, but that would be my guess. I don't know how you can look at this rookie class and what you still have coming next year and think that, you know, that a change should be made in that regard.
Mary Kay, as always, thank you. We appreciate your time. Great stuff. And we will see you, or we'll talk to you again this time next week. Appreciate it.
Thank you, miss.
Sounds good. Thanks, guys.
Take care, Mary Kay. Mary Kay Cabot, nice enough to join us on the Fan Hotline.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.